Yes.
So I was wondering, in the reality of spiritual friendship, or looking at that and trying to change some friendships, letting go of some people and going forward to people you want to emulate.
Yeah.
It seems to be, for me, it's not so easy. There's a lot of difficulty. There's difficulty in letting go of people who have been in my life forever, feeling guilty that I shouldn't do that.
That
part of me admires those people who have the same people in their life forever and ever. I don't mean just family, but I mean family is stuff. But, you know, finding the new friendships with people who have those characteristics that you're looking for, why would they want to be with you? I mean, they're up there and you're here. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the... No, I think that's really a conundrum that we all face.
Can you repeat the comments?
Repeat what he said a little bit. Okay. Well, I think the gist of it is the concern and in terms of it's not so easy to just to shift friendships. I mean, you can't make if. Friends disappear, and there's connections, and one has over time, so that those are sometimes those friendships are enduring, and how to deal with those situations. Is that correct? I think one of the things is it isn't done in a judgmental way, but the reality is that once one commits to certain qualities and certain standards of conduct that you see beneficial, then there will be those people in one sphere of friendship who find that actually encouraging and inspiring and are on board. And there will be those who think it's just, they're totally weirded out by it. And I think quite naturally, without trying to pick and choose and be forceful about it, or to preach about it, that friendships, they tend to gravitate naturally, so that to allow that to be a natural gravitation, so that, say, like myself as a monk, I've been in the robes for a long time, but I still have friendships that go back to my childhood, and they're certainly not living as monks or even as Buddhists, but they're good people who appreciate what I'm doing and what my life stands for, and others have drifted away. But it's again, it's quite natural, so that I think that sense of allowing it to be a natural process is important, because oftentimes one really can't trust one's own views and opinions at the time. I see that with, say, people who come into the monastery, take ordination, and they get incredibly fired up and inspired and write these long tracks of spiritual epistles that trying to enlighten their friends and family. It's a real pain in the butt sometimes. you've got somebody like that in your sphere of friendship. It's really it's kind of hard. So I think in terms of spiritual friendship, one really wants to friends. That kind of spiritual friendship is something that grows kind of naturally and slowly, and even one's own views and opinions are sometimes not to be trusted so much of either, in terms of because there's something really offensive about people who get up on their spiritual pulpit and start preaching, so that it's a good way to lose friends. But it's that sense of really letting that be natural and seeing how those friendships pan out over time. Okay.
I just want to say that it was very helpful.
Oh, good, good, good.
I could see some of the neurotic or negative stuff I was doing that I don't want to quite let go of.
And especially with some friendships, you realize, I really don't want to go there anymore. It's just not comfortable. The heart isn't there, and it's some kind of the social engagements and complications. And so, no, I don't want to go there anymore.